I'm so excited to talk with you because I absolutely love your show, and I'm so excited that it's coming and you're doing a Christmas special.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
It's so exciting. God is a Scottish Drag Queen, the Christmas special, Saturday, December 21st at the Metro Cinema. Tell us a little bit about how it came to life, how God is a Scottish Drag Queen came to life, and then what inspired the Christmas edition.
Oh, goodness. It started a very long time ago. It started in a sketch comedy world. I did a vaudeville show, a monthly cabaret show, which is where the character came from. And then 2011, we started doing the Fringe, doing one-hour shows. And 2015 turned into doing them as big sort of theatrical two-act shows. There was just so much interest about the holiday season, and I felt like it was pretty ripe for some comedy. And so we wrote the show in 2018 and started doing it in 2019, and then, well, didn't do it in 2020. But there's so much in there. So talking about everything from, you know, Yule and Saturnalia and all the Kwanzaa and all the religious celebrations, Hanukkah, and then everything bizarre from the Yule log to eggnog and all, everything in between. So it seemed like a pretty interesting thing to talk about. And everybody likes a nice, nostalgic, heartwarming Christmas special. So it was it just worked out.
You do this unique portrayal of God. And I'll admit, like the first time I went to go see, I was like, what the heck am I walking into? And then I left with so much hope and happiness in my heart. It is amazing. What do you think resonates with audiences about your unique portrayal of God?
I think it's a pretty lovable character, and certainly foul-mouthed, but there is an endearing quality. When I first did the character, I grew up on Monty Python and all the British comedies, so wacky nuns and silly vicars and all that. The clergy and folks like that were very much fair game. And when I started the character, the very first night, and only for one performance, I did the character as an English character, a British character, and it just didn't work. The English accent felt too matronly, felt like a headmaster. When I get really angry, it wasn't funny. And so the next night when we switched it to the Scottish accent, it was so lilty and fun, and the audience kind of knows that the character is in on the joke and doesn't take things too seriously. And so I think the accent allows people a little bit of backstage access to the character. And so there is an endearing quality. And I think the message we want to send is a message of hope and happiness, and that things are going to be okay, and we want an uplifting experience. And my wife and I write the shows together, and when we write the shows, it, you know, we want really silly, over the top comedy and nice, heavy emotional moments as well, because it's not just a stand-up show, it's a play. And so being able to talk about really big hot button issues through the lens of comedy is, I think, really palatable to people. So just trying to give, you know, talk about things that really matter and things that are happening in a fun and silly way has, I think, given it the success that it has.
What else are you working on?
We do a new hour of material for the Gotch every year, and then I have my own stand-up, and we're working on a new family-friendly Christmas show, more of a sketch comedy show, starting next year. And we're already booking 2026, so we have to look very far ahead for these shows, which is something I never thought would be a thing. But to start booking the year end of 2026 is it's a lot of work, but it's exciting. But there's lots of shows coming. So
you must have something that's happened to you that's really memorable over the past few years doing your God is the Scottish Drag Queen specials. What's like a memory that sticks out for you?
One of my absolute favorite memories was we had the show in Edmonton for the Fringe. And in the sequel to the show, we talk about the trans community and sort of the drama around that. And a dad came to see the show, and his child is trans. And he, you know, he's a good old boy. He's born and raised in Alberta. He's a, you know, a farmer, and he didn't get it. And he self-admitted that he didn't get it. But it's his kid. So he's, whatever they want to do, he's with them 100%. And that him standing behind them was so lovely. But he couldn't understand why. He said that after seeing the show and after seeing that bit, he understood why.
Oh.
And I thought, well, if I never do another show ever again in my entire life, that's a pretty wonderful moment. That's always really stuck in my mind as something very, very special that the show has brought to me and to one family. And that's just pretty high on my list as pretty wonderful things.
Well, I can totally recommend it. It is absolutely amazing to see. And I can't wait for the Christmas one. We've already bought our 6 tickets. So we are coming.
Oh, wonderful.
We are so excited. And you can come to get your tickets from the link on our website, ravenradio.ca. Mike, thank you so much.
Thanks for taking the time to chat with me.